Stand the hell up right now. Welcome to the By the Dip podcast, where we talk about sports from a betting perspective. We're on all the podcast platforms, so iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts, we are there. We also on YouTube, so if you're watching, like, comment, subscribe, tap the notification bell, and stay tapped in. I'm Big Van Vince. Sherv, how you doing, man?
What up, big man? How you doing, bro?
Woo! Lots happened, man. I've hit some pretty good bets. Some crazy shit's gone on in playoffs. I missed out on a lot of bets that, like, I would have taken historically, but I was just sleep at the wheel yesterday. And then today's slate is kind of like, maybe I'm gonna get vengeance, but maybe I'm gonna be down a little bit, depending on how the slate goes. It's kind of up in the air. That's kind of how it's going for me. How about you? How's your bets doing?
Pretty good. Baseball has been amazing. Dodgers, yeah. This Dodgers Blue Jays series has been easy. Like literally they're putting the Dodgers at like -120 against the Blue Jays. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to take advantage of that.
Yeah, I've told you on a lot of those.
Yeah, no, that's been great. That's been great. Basketball has been easy. Like, you know, fade the Suns and you're going to win money. that's really like, I haven't been taking all the series. Like, I've been staying away from Sixers Knicks. I've been staying away from like the Cleveland Orlando series. I've been kind of staying away from that because I've stayed away from Boston Miami. I know you did pretty good on some Miami wins there, but yeah, I mean, like, I think like tonight, for example, on what is it, the 28th Sunday, it's going to be Suns T Wolves. I think T Wolves can go for a sweep, right? Or is it 3-1? Yep. I don't know.
Nah, sweep. This is the broom. Yeah, it'd be the first broom of the playoffs.
Hey, man, you know, we talked about Kevin Durant last episode, and I've been talking about him for quite some time, like even before this year.
Yeah.
Man, if he doesn't show up tonight, I don't know if I'm done with him or if I'm going to tee off on him, because like at this point, it's like, what more needs to be said? And I know we had a short that we put out about Kevin Durant, and it got a lot of attention. some people are really deep into the analytics of Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
If you ask me, I think when I compare him to past players, he's not as much of a Kobe, a Steph, a LeBron. He's more like a T-Mac, which, or a Carmelo. I kind of have him in that category, because I'll be honest, just because you have the rings, ring culture is funny because sometimes having a ring can make your legacy.
Yeah.
But I feel like in KD's situation, and push back if I'm being a hater, but I feel like his rings just don't do much for me in terms of legacy. And I get, like, he was averaging like 27, 28 a game back then on the Warriors. I would have liked to see 32 or 34 a game to really kind of solidify that.
I mean,
but those rings don't do it, bro.
I mean, yeah, that's why I'm not going to push back on that, because I don't think that that's like a crazy take, honestly. And it's like what we were talking about last time, where I think people get caught up in his efficiency. They're like, he averaged that 28 on 17 or 18 shots, bro. That's like incredible. And I'm like, okay, but it still is just 28. Like, I don't know, like, scoring title guys, like, you're Embiid's, your Kobe's, your T-Max, your Carmelo's, like, they were averaging like 30. They were having like multiple like 40-point games in a season, 50-pointers, and like Knicks Carmelo was going off. Like, it was like you just couldn't even Denver Carmelo. Like, Carmelo to me is like, I'm like, that's a score. Like, Kevin Durant, like, yeah, I guess he's a score, but I'm also not like a ball is life analytics like nerd. Like, that's just not it. That's just that's not like an area where I'm nerding out, where I'm like, oh my god, did you see the shot percentage of good shots that he takes, that mid-range right outside the elbow, it hits 75% of the time. Like, I don't care. I honestly don't care about that. Like, he averaged 28, all right, like, and like with the rings and like ring culture, like, it's such a double-edged sword, right? Because it's like, that's why when we talk about ring culture for like the big guys, like, it's more about how they got their rings, right? And that leads into KD. It's like how he got his ring. It's just, you know, his two kind of equal one or something. Like, I don't know. I don't know if I could quantify it necessarily, but it's just like his two don't, they're not as impactful as like, I don't know. I can't think of somebody who has Kawhi's two. Like Kawhi's two with the Spurs and the one he got with the Raptors, like those are two crazy rings. Like he got one on LeBron when he was young and he put the clamps on him and was MVP. And then he got the other one by leading the Raptors through the playoffs, got that crazy bounce shot and was MVP. Like he led that team, right? Like that's somebody who has two rings and you're like, damn, those are two crazy rings. And that's why Kawhi has the legacy he has. So I agree with you. I guess I went on that diatribe just to say that, yeah, I agree with you.
No, I mean, you brought up good points too, because like the two rings, like I value Giannis's one ring over Durant's two, because Giannis, like, let me take a step back here. What you say about the analytics, like, yeah, he's a great scorer. I'm sure if you look at his true shooting percentage and like all those deep analytics, he's phenomenal. But does that translate to wins? That's where I'm at. Because I look at what he's doing with the Suns, and he's averaging like a lot of points, like 27, 28 points a game, even this year, right now in 2024. Mm-hmm. But they're not winning. And that's always KD's story. Like, there's been a lot of great scorers throughout the years. Like you said, Melo, T-Mac. I mean, Gilbert Arenas. Like, yeah, they didn't have like maybe the longevity and consistency as KD did.
Yeah.
And when you look at Melo's stats, like his analytics compared to KD's analytics, KD blows him out of the water. Let's be honest. Like, that's just how he is. But I don't know, man. Like, I feel like KD's career is marked by like BC and AD, kind of like Jesus Christ, because it's before, it's before Curry and after Draymond. That's how I look at KD's career.
Wow.
Who was he before Curry and who was he after Draymond? In that little 3-year window on the Warriors, I don't know, man. I'm looking at consistency and trends over the years, bro.
Wow, bro. That's incredible. That's crazy. Before Curry and after Draymond. Oh no. Damn. Wow, Sherb's cooking. Okay. Yeah, I feel that. I mean, like, and it's crazy because when I'm thinking about it, I'm like, so the before Curry, that's like young KD, you know, Russ, OKC.
Harden. Harden is not in his prime, but like a good young James Harden, amazing Russ. Harden.
Yeah, it's crazy when you think about James Harden, like how he started is kind of like how he is now. Like just like distributor kind of score when you can guy, then he became, you know, who he is. But anyway, but yeah, so that OKC run of KD, and then he goes to Golden State, and then Draymond, him and KD have that falling out, and then after that moment, who KD's been, like from the injury to the Nets, the injuries with the Nets to the Suns, then injuries with the Suns, and then now the Suns on the precipice of being the first team to see the broom in this NBA playoffs. It's kind of crazy. Like what a career. But I don't know though, but I think that's why like the point you led with like comparing him to like more so like T-Mac, Carmelo, like those kind of guys. Like, yeah, I think KD also fits those kind of guys attitude wise too. They were just trying to come through hoop, throw up the points and be like, yo, like we win. A lot of those guys don't have rings. KD has rings. But I think if those guys were moving around, like how KD moves around, they probably would have had a ring or two too. Like, you know, I think those type of guys, they were just in the air of like, nah, this is the team that I signed with or the team that traded for me. I'm staying here like throughout the contract. That was just like how they got down. But I think that is more who KD is. And that's not like a bad group. Like, that's not a bad group to be in, you know, but that is more his group than like Steph Curry, LeBron, Michael Jordan, Kobe, those type of guys.
Yep. And I wrote, and I was thinking about this too, like where does KD rank all time? And I don't love going back and like ranking 1 through 20. I know Rafe uses like nothing against it, but like, I'm not that interested in the like kind of the historian aspect of it. But
yeah, me
either. I was thinking of KD. Where does he rank? And I think Rafe's really would really like this topic if he wants to touch on it when he comes on. But like, I was able to put down 15 players better than KD. Wow. And then I'm like, and I'll say who they are. You push back on any of them. All right. Okay. All right. Jordan, mm-hmm. LeBron, mm-hmm. Magic, mm-hmm. Bird, Shaq, Duncan, Kobe, Kareem, Wilt, Bill Russell, Dirk, I know, Hakeem, Oscar Robertson, and Steph. And then when I think of KD, though, he's more in like...
He's better than all those boomer guys, bro. Like all the guys who are like playing basketball against these Balls Life G League guys who be like popping off and shit online. Like, okay, like I don't like, yeah, I'm not.
All right, hear me out. I see what you're saying. You're talking about in terms of skill, but if we're talking about in comparison to the people they're playing against in the dominance, that's how I'm looking at it. We can agree to disagree on like the methodology of how we're ranking them, but like, I would say Giannis is better. I would say Jokic is better. And then like KD, I'd put him with like Moses Malone, you know, boomer guy, like David Robinson. I'd say KG is better. Like there's a lot of players, bro, that I would say is better than Kevin Durant. And that's why I'm like, yeah, great. He's a Hall of Famer. Okay. There's a lot of Hall of Famers in basketball.
I think he was dominant I think there's a little bit of recency bias with like the dominance of like his peer group. Because I think, like, especially in the before Curry era, he was like dominant. Like, he won an MVP. Like, he won like scoring titles. Like, and he was that guy on OKC. Like, he was dominant. Like, he was coming through and like really smacking teams around, which is part of the reason why I think people go so hard on him when he did, and even now with like the conversation we're having with like the Golden State is that like. Because I was like kind of pro. I've been pro KD in different runs of his career, and I remember being like, "Yo, he smacks dudes around. He probably could beat the Warriors next year," and he joined the Warriors. Like I was like, "Man, that's kind of crazy." But I get it because it's like I'm not taking a job like a harder job just to say that like, "Oh, I turned around like a shit company." Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like. So I feel I understand where he's coming from, but in like, you know, the sports kind of lens, you know, it's kind of like disappointing where you're like, I would rather than he would be in that LeBron Curry kind of realm to me if he would have like banged Curry and then say still beat the Cavs like the next year with OKC. Like it, even if they traded Russ and he did it with like other, like it didn't have to be him and Russ. Like he just needed to be the lead dog. Like he was kind of the lead dog on Golden State, but also there was like Curry and Clay, like good Clay, and you know, like still crazy Draymond, but more functional crazy Draymond. Mm-hmm. Like you know, like
for sure.
Iguodala. Like it wasn't like he, I don't know, and like no teams go to the finals without squad, so I'm not docking him for that. But it's just, you know, it's like the storyline there, like that storyline does matter, I think, and so well, I think dominance. I think he was dominant in his era. But post, like, after Draymond, wow, that's such a great analogy, the AD, the PC AD thing. So KD, AD, though, like, Achilles injury, always banged up, going to the Knicks, vax status, all that kind of bullshit. That's, like, his after, and that's, like, real recent. I think that overshadows the fact that, like, there was a stretch where he was a dominant guy. So that's why I'm saying, like, nah, he... Nah, all those boomer guys, I understand what you're saying. Like, yeah, Bill Russell was like really smacking around James Johnson, the milkman, whenever like he rolled through to Wichita, Kansas. Like, yeah, sure. Yeah, that is true. But I'm sorry, bro. KD's better than all those guys. Like, no way. Like, you have him when you're like Jordan, Kobe, Duncan. I was like, okay, even like Hakeem, like nah bro, KD's better than Hakeem. Like nothing against,
like, amen,
nothing against Hakeem, but like KD's better than Hakeem.
I think that probably a good topic we can discuss at some other time about like current actually, generation versus nah, previous I take generation
that back. hang on, I take that back, he's better than Hakeem. I was like, nah,
he's better than Hakeem.
No, I mean, he's not. Hakeem's better than... I'm taking Olajuwon over KD. Like, never mind. I take that back. Like, I was just like, man, all these old guys. But then I was, like, thinking about his game, and I was like, actually, nah, I'm bugging. That one can stay. But the rest of these boomer guys, Big O and Bill Russell and Wilt, like, nah, you guys gotta... No.
That's fair, man. That's fair. And I think... And last thing about KD, because, you know... He's got to give us something to talk about. If you don't give us something to talk about in your current play, we're going to talk about your legacy. And that's how we got to where we are.
Wow.
And when you talk about KD, bro, he went to a Warriors team that was already, 73-9 the year before. So, like, they already were a pack of dogs. And I think that's where, like, listen, super teams are a thing in our generation. There's no doubt about it. It kind of started with probably Celtics and the big three with KG, Pierce. And yeah, I mean, like, for sure.
Yeah.
But when I look at LeBron, bro, no team that he went to as a super team, LeBron can be accused of being a super teamer, but none of those teams were a championship team until he got there. And that's where I kind of give LeBron more points than KD, because like the Warriors were already like damn near on their way to becoming a dynasty without KD, right? Like, am I thinking of this incorrectly?
No, they already went to two straight finals, I think, at that point.
And like they won 73-9, like they were already there. And I don't know, man. Like, I feel like with KD, his decision making really was a detriment for his legacy.
This point that I'm about to make is just going to kind of prove what you said early about like analytics guys, stat guys, basketball, like IQ percentage guys, they really love KD. Just like for shits and gigs, I was like, let me pull up Carmelo, let me pull up KD, like career, see who's better, and KD's better than him in everything. Every stat. Carmelo has 6 all NBAs, Kevin Durant has 10, KD has 14 all-stars, Carmelo had 10, and then, you know, obviously, like, mm-hmm. championships, MVP. Like, Carmelo's never won an MVP. That's kind of nuts to me. First team all NBAs. Carmelo's never made it. So it's like you look at KD's numbers, then you're going to be like, this guy is up there with LeBron and Curry. But if you like actually look at what happened, like the actual story of KD, then you'd be like, nah, he's really just like the most efficient Carmelo.
I agree with that. And I think with KD, like the fact that he went to Golden State and then left so soon, I think that's really like, listen, if you stayed at Golden State and won 6 rings, then he's so dominant you can't even like say anything about it, you know? But like,
wow,
just the way it all shaked out, like, I don't know, just left bad taste, bro.
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of like, you know, some conflict happened and he was like, ah, fuck it, I'm out of here. Probably a little hasty. Somebody, actually, you know who brought up this point? I know we're talking about KD a lot, but like, you know, whatever. Like, we can talk about what the fuck we want. It was actually Rachel Nichols I saw, and she was like, yeah.
She's been on top of her game lately, bro.
Yo, shouts out to her, bro.
No one wants to talk about that. No, like, that's like, the male-dominated industry does not want to talk about how amazing Rachel Nichols has been. Yeah,
nobody wants to talk about how she has her pulse on the NBA, like, at all times. And she's, like, cooking on hot takes. Like, nobody wants to talk about that. Like, she called the Suns frauds, like, a season ago. Like, it's kind of crazy. But anyway, so she was like, imagine if KD would have went to the Knicks instead of the Nets. She was like, he would probably like, if that's because that same team was there that's like built this good Knicks team, which is something you brought up last episode actually too, is that like, you know, they built a good team. They were like, imagine if they built that team, but like around Kevin Durant, like, and he would have just went there instead of the Nets. Like right now he would be probably like, or even maybe sooner, the Knicks would have been like a viable team. And she was like, yeah, he wouldn't have to pay for a dinner in New York. But then I was thinking, he wouldn't play for Tibbs, though. KD, I don't think KD would be like, he'd be like, nah, this is too many minutes. Like, nah, he's too tough. Like,
would Tibbs even be, who knows if Tibbs would even be there, though? Like,
I think he was the coach. No, he wasn't at that time. No, he wasn't.
Right? I feel like KD doesn't like the big markets, man. That's why he's going to these like weird fringe, like, oh, I'll go to New York, but I'll play for Brooklyn. Like, I'll go to Phoenix. Like, I don't think he likes the big spotlight.
Yeah, I don't think he does either, but he's always said as much. Like, he's always just like, oh, no, I'm just trying to hoop, and that's it. I don't need a lead.
Man. Okay, more power to you, buddy.
Okay.
Good for you. That's why you can't sleep at night. Like, give me a break, bro. Get some fucking testosterone, KD. Holy shit, man. Get off your burner accounts and go win a fucking ring. Go do it on your own merit, bro.
Do something. Go do something.
Man, I'm fucking done. Unless KD proves me wrong, and I want him to prove me wrong tonight, I'm done with this guy, bro. Like, I'm not going to be one. You know, bro, like, I'll have these hot takes, and then once they actually hit, I don't, like, go on a victory lap about it. So, like, if KD fizzles out, I'm not going to talk about him anymore, bro. Like, I don't care about the victory lap. I'm going to go for the next kill. So I'm done with KD. Wow. He shows me something tonight, I'll readdress it. But, man, he's off my radar, bro. What's next?
All right, man. So as far as what's next, we could talk about some hockey. Lightning finally mm-hmm. won a game. Honestly, like, I didn't take the Lightning. I thought.
Neither did I.
I didn't take the Lightning. The one fucking time I didn't take the Lightning. And, you know, they just woke up. I mean, the series is 3-1. So that's not really good. They are going back to Florida. So, like, the better of me is like, you should probably take Florida. And this might be the end of the Lightning dynasty as we know it. This might be the last time we see Stammer fucking having a 2-goal night in the playoffs and leading his team. Crazy. So
Stammer scored a goal every game this series.
Yeah.
At least one.
Yeah. Stammer, please come to the Sharks. Please save us. Please, Stammer. We'll pay you.
I think Tampa finds a way. To keep him, bro. I don't know. You can't let Stammer walk.
Please come to the Sharks, Stammer, please.
Dude, I didn't take the Lightning either because I wasn't a believer. Cooper said, if you're not a believer, stay at home. So I stayed at home. And what I did was I stayed at home and got the worst FOMO ever because I took the Lightning every game this series. And then, like, I finally gave up. I was like, it's an elimination game. I think the water is going to go through the cracks at this point. The boat is going to sink. And I was wrong. Like, it was the opposite. Like, they stepped up. Sergachev somehow came back after breaking his leg 2 months ago.
I also didn't know that. I didn't know that was going to happen.
No one knew that.
I didn't. Hockey players are insane. Like, they're insane. How the hell, Sergachev? How the hell? Like, I don't. How much duct tape do they have around, like, his leg? Like, how? And he's skating too. I think he had a crazy assist too on like a point goal maybe. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, fuck it. Smart money is to take the Cats, but I know I have to take the Lightning, especially after that. I'm like, they're at least going to get into 6 games, I think. They got to steal one. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen, bro. Don't listen to me on this game. I don't know.
Emotions are way too high right now.
Like, man, that series is
you just, know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to put a couple of units. I'm not going to hammer it. Just a couple units, so then that way, like, if the Lightning do win, I'm going to be like, okay, I was right. I was a part of that. I don't get FOMO.
Yeah.
Are you going to hammer it? Are you going to hammer it, bro? You got that look in your eye, man.
I think so. Well, I just, like, here's the thing. I want to be able to say, like, if I lost, like, damn, I lost a lot on that, and that really was the end of the Lightning. I hammered it. Or to be like, I'm so glad I hammered that game. Like, you know, it's just one of those ones. It's part of the reason why I keep hammering the abs throughout this whole series, which, like, now it's worked out pretty well for me. That first game, it didn't. That second game, it was kind of a clincher. But, oh, man, they rolled through. One thing that I'm noticing about the Avs, and I kind of noticed it in the regular season, too, is that they just really turn it on for that third period. If it's tied or they're down one goal, I think because I'm I am who I am. I think I'm just putting two units on Moneyline. I don't care what it is. I don't care if it's plus 320. I don't care if it's plus 120. If it's minus 110, I don't care what it is. Two units on that Colorado Moneyline. If they're behind one goal or it's tied up going into the third. Because the third period comes around and they just start fucking spazzing everybody. Like, it's just like they... It's almost like they just kind of, maybe that's how they continue to be successful without Landeskog. Like, they're just like, you know what? We're going to have to pace our game out a little bit and really turn it on in the third because we're kind of down one dynamic player who he was a playmaker in every sense. Like, he had clutch goals. I don't know. So, yeah. Avs, I'm always slamming, but it is just kind of like, I have to. These teams that I've taken all season, I have to. Tampa, I have to. Avs, I have to. I didn't take the Stars yesterday. I took Vegas, and they came through with an OT, and I'm just like, this is such a Dallas Stars series where, like, I need to, right now, while I'm in the negative on this series, I need to just pull out. I need to just, no more money on this. No more, because I don't have a pulse for that series at all. I have zero pulse for it.
Agreed. Me too. Because I was on Vegas last night. Yeah, I might take Vegas next game, but, like, I don't know. I don't feel too confident about it, bro.
I feel like out of like 50 Vegas nights bets I've taken in my lifetime, I've probably won like five.
Mm-hmm.
And what's crazy too, it's like, it's not like I like take them all the time or I fade them all the time. I just consistently lose on them all the time. That's the consistent. Yeah. I don't have a feel for the Golden Knights. Like, I know they're a good team. I know those guys. Like, I know what they're capable of, but I, as a bettor, I have no read on the Vegas Golden Knights.
So we have the Avs Jets game today. In the afternoon, so just a heads up. It's in about two hours.
I already have three units on.
Okay.
I'll be.
We got Canucks Predators.
I already have two units on Canucks.
Canucks, me too. Rangers Caps. Rangers are minus 190.
I got two units on the Rangers.
I don't see how Rangers lose this game. I might hammer that, but let's hold off and table that. And then we got Oilers Kings tonight in LA. Honestly,
Kings every. So my rule for this series is my rule that I also have for the Celtics-Miami series. Every game, I'm taking Miami because they're always going to be plus money. It's just two units. That's the max that I purchase for every game. And I've been doing the same thing with the Kings. If it hits, you flipped your two units into like four plus.
Mm-hmm.
The Miami one that where they won that game two, I had two units on that, and I was up like, I don't know, 10 or something like that, like, because they were like plus 750 or something like that. Like, it was,
yeah, just, you killed that, you nailed that one. When you told, like, I saw the Heat were up by like whatever, by like, I don't know, 10,
mm-hmm.
And I was like, I was texting, I was like, dude, the Heat are winning. He was like, yeah, I took them pregame. I was like, what? How the hell did you know that?
Bro, it's both, I mean, with both series too. You have the darling superstar media, all the stars on one team versus we're tougher than them, we're their rival underdog team. That underdog is always going to win at least two games, but because how they're perceived, it's like the line is completely lopsided. So I was just really following the storylines on that. That was just really with both of them. I'm just like, both these teams don't like each other. Like, in these series, like, they hate each other. They're going to fuck up. There's like, you know, like Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, they're going to have bad games. Like, that's what they do. McDavid, he's going to have like a shitter. Like, that's what he does. It's a series. So that's really, and I'm like, with two units, you lose that, you're like, whatever, it's two units. Like, but that can stretch a long ways too. So that's really all it was, bro. I was just trying to, like, I was just looking at the value and thinking about, like, you know, like the storylines of playoffs, and it worked out for me on that Miami Heat game. It didn't work out last time, but once again, it was like two units. It was like, whatever, like, That's like a
fraction. I mean, dude, when you win 10 units on one win, you can afford to lose 2 units on the next game. You're still up.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, I'm going to take Miami again. I'm going to keep taking them. Just 2 units at a time.
Yeah. And then, so those are the NHL games tonight, today. NBA, we got Sixers-Knicks. Sixers are minus 200, 6-point favorites.
I got the Knicks. It's just plus money. It's value.
Fair. That's fair. It's funny. We talked. You called it. You're like, Brunson's going to go off for 40 and they're going to lose. And that's exactly what happened last game.
I think the Knicks could squeeze this one out, because, and it has nothing to do with Embiid or Maxey. I respect both those guys. I think they've been playing great. I'm super impressed with Embiid. We'll talk about, like, you know, in contrast to some other superstars, like really going out there, laying it on the line for his team and dropping 40 plus on their motherfucking heads. Being like partially diagnosed with like cerebral palsy or something like that.
Bell's palsy.
I'm like, man, and he's going out there and dropping 45. Like, there's some superstars in the league that we're going to get to that would prefer to be on the sideline, especially when they're the reason that the team hasn't been as successful this season. But,
and some of those teams, they play today.
Yeah. So,
and so, I mean, let's get through the list and we're going to get to them pretty soon.
We'll get to them pretty soon, but shout out to them. I don't know about your guys' others though. I don't think the others can be consistent. That's the reason why I'm thinking Knicks come through. I have a crazy Knicks parlay that, you know, I'll probably share with you a little later, but it's a nutty one. It's a nutty one.
Okay. All right. We got, Clippers Mavs right after that. Mavs are 5.5-point favorites, minus 215.
Wow. That's going to be a live bet game. This is a live bet series. I gotta see at least a quarter and a half before I like put some money on it. I feel like it's going to be close in the half. It's going to be like a 59-52, 59-48, kind of half, but yeah, I don't know. It could go either way.
What's up with Russell Westbrook freaking out last game? I didn't catch that game, but then I saw like the aftermath. And I was like, what happened?
He's got problems. I don't know. I think it's something that, like, he's just having a Draymond moment, bro. Just like he's melted down. Like no
big Luka deal. Got under his skin, bro.
Luka, yeah, he kind of does that. He kind of Matthew Tkachuk's people, like just kind of like. I'm just elbowing you here. I'm just like kind of bumping you there. Like the ref's not seeing it, but I'm complaining about the refs a lot. I'm getting calls on you for like you doing shit to me. Like, you know, and then so like by like third quarter, it's like game three, like of him doing this shit. He just lost it. It was cool. It was all right. Like, you know.
Yep.
He's out this game. So I think that actually is gonna be
out?
Yeah, he's out. Yeah.
Why, he got hurt or suspended or
for freaking out. Yeah.
He got suspended?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
I mean, dude, he was like pushing the ref. Like he lost his damn mind, bro. It's the playoffs.
Yeah, bro. He went all what's that crazy dude on Detroit who
Isaiah Stewart or something
the guy tried to run him back LeBron. Yeah, he went crazy like that. Ref suspended game 4. Let's see. Yeah. Yep. He suspended for game 4.
That's probably doesn't make a difference, honestly, in the outcome of the game, but still a funny storyline.
Yeah.
So after that game, we got Bucks, Pacers. Pacers are minus 450, 10-point favorites. And I'll set the table here. Shout out to Dame Lillard. I'm giving him my flowers. He came in the playoffs. Like, so listen, we've been hard on Dame all the time.
Yep.
Let's just call it how it is. We're hard on Dame all the time.
We are.
We expect a lot out of him.
We do.
During the regular season, we called it how it was. Mm-hmm. He didn't do anything special.
Nope.
Now in the playoffs, Giannis has been out because of a calf injury, Achilles injury. I don't know what it is, but he's out. And Dame Lillard had to put the team on his back, put up like ridiculous numbers basically every game. And now he's hurt too. His Achilles got injured. So now going into the is this the elimination game or is it 2-1, 3-1 or
It's a 2-1 right now. This can make it 3-1. Kind of put him on that okay. brink of being bounced.
So part of me, and I'm conflicted here. As let's talk this through when we look at Giannis, because Giannis is the team. Man, there's a lot of different avenues we can go down here. When I think of Giannis and Dame, there is a systemic issue with both of them being on the same team, because in theory, if you were playing 2K and you had Dame and Giannis on the same team, that pick and roll is unstoppable, right? Mm-hmm. That yeah. like unbelievable pick and roll, pick and pop, whatever you want to do. That's insane. And in theory, you pick, not to sound like LeBron and JJ, but like, you know, you pick the picker. Like you do a pick and roll with Giannis, you can kick it out to somebody else. He should be wide open. There should be at least a triple team on him or double team.
At least.
In reality, when Dame and Giannis are on the court together, it looks like Dame has no idea what to do. He's like, do I defer to Giannis? Do I be the Dame Lillard that made me the great player that I am today by taking over the game and being more of an alpha male? He doesn't know what to do. So then that's why in the playoffs, when Dame is in and Giannis is out, Dame can go back to that role of being that alpha dog where he's like, okay, I'm going to drop 35 and I'm going to be a scorer. What is going on with Giannis, bro? Because part of me is like, if it's actually a calf or an Achilles injury, you can't really play through that. I don't know. That's insane. I don't know. I mean, what can you say about that? I look at Sergachev and what he's doing, and I'm like, all right, well.
Yeah, I don't know.
Shit. You know, it's the playoffs. I'm not going to hammer on Giannis for being hurt. And I get that in the grand scheme of things, you can probably he's probably given up on this year. And it's like, we'll get him next year. Who knows what next year looks like? Is Doc going to be there for another year? Is Giannis going to throw another hissy fit? Where's my milk? Is he going to be all baby and crying? Where's my binky? That's how Giannis is behind the scenes, bro. I'm not falling for his, basketball is just a game and life is beautiful. I love failing. It gives you opportunities because failure isn't a thing. Nah, bro, that's not. Mm-hmm. Listen, man, if Giannis retires with one ring, I wouldn't be surprised at this point. I think this guy's a team cancer. I'm going that far, bro. I'm hammering on Giannis. I think this guy's a team cancer. I don't think people like to play with him. I think he's a crybaby. I think he's really got to get his shit together. I'm planting the flag on that right now, bro. I think Giannis is, I think his downfall is coming.
Put my brothers on the team where I'm gonna throw a tantrum.
Yeah, why is he on like what's that all about? Like why is why is he on the team?
All I know is that he's taking up a roster spot like that could probably be used to help the Bucks out and make the Bucks better. One person I also want to shout out on the Bucks is Middleton. Man, Middleton. Mm. He adds like another like dimension to this team. And I've also been hard on Middleton in the past, but I mean, when they won their ring, he was super, super, super clutch. So, you know, he's had my respect for a minute, but yeah, shouts out to Middleton too. He came back from injury and has just been balling.
I have a lot of respect for him too. I have a respect for people like those who are like alongside the star player and really fulfill their role well, like him, like a Jamal Murray, like an MPJ. Like I like these unsung heroes, bro.
Yeah, me too. I just appreciate that. Aaron Gordon, I throw him in that category too. Like guys yes. like that with just like really just supreme skill who like not take a role, but kind of like really carve a role out for themselves on like really a championship level team. And I do respect that. Like that's a really cool skill to have. But to your greater Giannis point, man, like I'm kind of... It doesn't take much for me to go heel on Giannis. I've never been a Giannis guy. I think anybody who knows me is like, I've been popping off on Giannis for a while. Like, I was in the James Harden camp of like, yeah, well, all you're doing is just running up the court and dunking. Like you just have a better off season plan. I'll say,
wow.
And so you can, you know. Just really, really have that athletic ability shine by dunking on everybody and having zero bag as an NBA player. Having the NBA bag of me, a guy who has zero NBA skill. So like, that's a problem, Giannis. So it doesn't take much for me to go heel on Giannis, and he's not playing. And I don't know, maybe he shouldn't play. He can't get cleared. I don't know how the hell Sergachev is playing on a broken leg, and Giannis has a calf strain. But he doesn't want to tear his Achilles. Okay, I mean Dame's not playing because like he has an Achilles injury, and he doesn't want to tear his Achilles either. Like that's like a whole year of your life that's like just tanked. Mm-hmm. So I do get
at his age.
Yeah, exactly. Like you know, and with Giannis too, he can't get an Achilles injury. Like that's kind of like his whole game. Like him, Zion, guys like that. Like they can't have lower body shit happen. Like that's kind of like the end of their career. Like, it's not like KD. He had his, like, or even Klay. I mean, Klay looked awful this year, but the year before and year prior, like, when you can shoot and you have, like, a range and you have, like, some, like, basketball skill, you can kind of come back from an injury like that. Like, if you have, like, a low-impact kind of game. If you have a high-impact game, then you're kind of screwed. Like, it's just not going to happen for you. So I get him trying to be careful, but man, this team is in need. The Bucks are looking bad. Shouts out to Dame too. I also want to piggyback on that point too. Like I've been really hard on Dame. I've called him not a winner, a whole bunch of stuff, but like, man, he really tried for like this team. And like from like his interviews and everything too, it's not even like his heart's all the way in the team. And he still like gave it his all to like try to like win them this series. Right. And he got hurt in the process. So nah, I got nothing but respect for Dame. Like, you know, like I totally agree on your points on Dame too. But Giannis got to get it together, bro. Like, I almost feel like Giannis doesn't care anymore. I think he's looking at trying to be in a super team with somebody, or he's just looking for a reason for the Bucks to fail for him to say I don't want to be here. Like, I think he's just ready for his superstar moment, his superstar.
Let me ask you this. Do you think Giannis is a career Bucks player?
No.
Wow. Okay. I always envisioned him as a Milwaukee or nothing guy, but maybe listen, man, that's his image, right? It's like, oh, I'm the wholesome guy. I do things the right way, but I really don't see it, bro. Like I think behind the scenes, he's not that guy at all.
I could see him. Yeah. But I think that's why I have this perception of him is that like, I think behind the scenes, he is more of a headache than like maybe his like media reputation or like his front facing kind of persona, right? Like, I just get that sense. I mean, even with like the moves that the Bucks made with trading Drew Holiday in the offseason after he was being all cryptic and like, I want to win, right? And then firing the original coach, which like you could argue had them playing better and they're in a better spot. You know, they still played well. They have good players. I'm just not really like a Doc Rivers guy, but, even that. And then like, let's say Doc gets fired. Like it's probably going to be after Giannis has some like weird kind of quote about like not being happy or something like that. And I think it's just all leading up to him being like, I want to be traded to Boston. I want to be traded to Miami. I want to be traded to the Lakers. Like, you know, like whatever, like pick your team that's always in the I want to be traded to talks. Like, it's just going to lead to that, I think.
The Knicks. That'd be crazy. Holy shit.
Knicks. Oh, Giannis on the Knicks. Ooh. Whoa.
Might happen. If I'm the GM for the Knicks, I'm making that happen today.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Trade Randall and like Josh Hart over there. Who cares? Just get some. If you get Giannis and Brunson on the same team, bro. Wow. Yeah.
And you can keep DiVincenzo, keep like your 3-point guy.
Man. Well, listen, man, I think over the offseason, I'm going to put this as a guarantee. I want this attached to my name. Wow. I think there's going to be rumblings of Giannis being unhappy in the offseason.
Okay. I agree with that. I like that.
There's going to be some reports.
Honestly, you could put that on this show because I also want that attached to my name too. Yeah. Over this summer, there will be rumblings that Giannis is unhappy and wants to be on another team.
Wow. See, I don't know if he's going to get traded. I don't know if he's going to demand a trade, but I think it's going to like, I agree with you. I don't think he'll explicitly say that, but I think that's what the undertone of the messaging will be.
Yeah. Me too. He's not going to demand a trade. He's going to be cryptic about it and make it be like, I'm unhappy here. I want to win. Yeah. We didn't win. Like, or like he'll do that thing. He'll do the NBA like dramatic, like
he'll leak it to Woj and like, he won't say it directly, but Woj and it, we'll take it and run with it. And that other guy that I don't know. I don't even know their names,
but Shams or whatever. Shams, or the other guy, or JJ's going to hop on first take and be like, I'm hearing rumblings that Giannis is unhappy with how Bucks have been managing the season. Like, it's going to be something like
you're that. You're right. And I'm going to call this. Giannis is going to go on JJ's podcast, and he's going to spill some tea. For sure.
Yep.
For sure. That's hilarious.
Yeah. I can't wait. It's going to be electric. The script is in.
Then the last game today is Timberwolves versus the Suns. I don't have much more to say about that. I think T-Wolves sweep, and that's it.
Break it down. Man, the T-Wolves are going to sweep the Suns. I'm putting my name on that. And if you don't like it, I got two words for you.
They're minus 104 to win. Best odds of the day. Closest odds of the day.
Guess what? I'm taking it.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. If I had to take a slate parlay, I'm going Timberwolves, Pacers, money lines, Mavericks. Oof. I don't know if I want to take the Sixers. I don't know if I want to touch that game.
Do you want to hear? You want to hear my crazy Knicks parlay?
Yeah.
Jalen Brunson over 30.5. Dante DiVincenzo over 2.5 3-pointers made.
Yeah, that's free.
Josh Hart PRA over 30.5.
Wow. No Sixers, guys.
Nope.
Okay. Hey, man. I mean, it could happen. Let's see. Like, I'm worried the Sixers might have, like, taken their tank to empty last game to win.
Me too.
Especially Giannis. But I hope I'm wrong.
Me too. That's kind of how I feel too. It's no hate. I wish that Embiid could, like, have a playoff run. I wish Embiid could be in the finals. I wish it could happen.
Yeah, it'd be nice. I kind of... Is there anything that we can wrap up on? Because I do need to get going for the Sixers game today.
Yeah, bro.
To go watch it. Any other topics that we want to hit on?
Nothing much, bro. You want to talk? What baseball series are you looking forward to? I guess we get in and on that.
Jesus. Yeah. I mean,
I know the one that I'm over there salivating on is Orioles and Yankees. I'm taking Orioles every single game, the whole series. Like, what are we talking about? It's their time. The Yankees
pinch. And just to add context, you're a huge Orioles guy. So am I, because of you. I'm a huge Yankees guy. You're not.
I'm not.
I see that you're going to be on Orioles. It's going to be in Baltimore for the 3-game series. I'm gonna assume the odds are going to be even with both teams. Yeah. I think Vegas will respect both teams, but. Yeah. I think you got to go Orioles. I'm not sold until Garrett Cole comes back. I'm not sold on the Yankees pitching, and that's where I'm at with them. Like, Stroman isn't really doing shit. I don't know.
Yeah, I agree. That's part of the reason why I'm not a Yankees guy right now. I'm just like they're. I said this before too. They're in the same level as like the Rangers and like the Diamondbacks, where it's like I will take them. And they'll win, but also too they're gonna lose like some bets too. And I don't know, maybe I just don't got a feel for him, but yeah, I'm definitely taking the Orioles.
Other series, man, nothing else really looks good in terms of value. Like Dodgers Diamondbacks is going to be a war. I don't know if I'm going to bet it. You know what I'm saying?
I'll probably take the over.
Yeah, that's fair. And I'll probably take the Dodgers if Glasnow is pitching on one of those games.
Oh yeah.
Probably one of the best pitchers this year. So yeah. I'm definitely not going to miss out on that. I've learned baseball is all about the pitcher, you know, like when it comes to betting, it's all about the pitcher, bro. And like we got Phillies Angels next, coming up. And here's my thing with the Phillies. They're a coin flip to win no matter who they're facing right now. I get what their wins are. Their strength of schedule hasn't been great. Yeah. They beat the shit out of the White Sox. They beat the shit out of like, some other team though. That was terrible. I'm not really, here's where I'm at. I think the Phillies are a coin flip to win, so the odds need to reflect that. I'm not going to take the Phillies if they're minus 220. You know what I mean? Yeah, if they're plus 100 or minus 110, I'll take them. But, and I'm not going heavy on them either. They're just not there yet for me.
I haven't taken him. I think I've taken him maybe twice all season. And I think I'm 1-1 on both of those. I just, I don't know. I'm not really high. They're just like, they're there. They're still working through the season.
They're figuring it out.
They're a late season team anyway. Like they usually turn it on towards the end of the season.
I took Trey Turner's two bases all year. It wasn't hitting. I stopped taking it. He had two bases 9 games in a row. Jeez. I'm like, dude, give me a break, bro. And then I start taking him again. He hasn't had it.
Young Ho Lee's base is kind of he gets streaky. He'll go on 4 games where he's getting 2 bases, a home run, a triple, something like that. And then he'll have 3-4 games where it's 1 base, no base. He's one of those guys.
Yeah, and that's really all I'm looking at. We can reconvene in a couple days take a look at the slate.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially for some of these round 2 matchups, that thing might be done. So
yeah. Well, I'm excited to talk about the results of today's slate in our next episode.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
For basketball and hockey.
Yeah. Facts. Well, if you made it to this point, congratulations. We appreciate you sticking around. Yeah, man. Until next time, bro. Good luck on your shit, on your bets.
Thanks, bro. You too, man. I'll talk to you later.
Yeah. Peace.